he's living with a family named Brown, he's living with the Browns. It all depends in the direction of it. It would, if it's south, you'd say he lives
down
at the Browns. Or if he's north, he lives up at the Browns, if it's up that way. Or if it's east or west, over at the Browns. That's what I'd say.
I never can understand this either because of where I live. But suppose somebody lived south of you, but they lived on top of a hill. You can still say, let's go down to the ground. I
never thought of it that way. I think I'd just say, let's go to the barge. Oh, man.
It's not very hilly around here.
No. I grew up in the hills, so it's amazing the difference. You know, the altitude is twice as high as it is here. 60 miles, 300 feet. And it's 600, you know, over where I came. Just 60 miles from here, 600 feet. Then, of course, Pine Mountain, which is 20 miles from where I grew up, you see, it's more than that. It's a little, it's not a high mountain, but then it's, I'd say, 1,000, 1,200 feet.
Makes a big difference
in the climate. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. See, Pine Mountain's over there where President Roosevelt, don't you know, had his cottage and so forth, and loved all that section up there. He was down in Miami, Florida, that happened. Mm-hmm. But he died at Warm Springs, Georgia. You know, had a stroke, a massive hemorrhage, and died there.
The biography is becoming more interesting.
Yeah. I thought that was terrible for his son to write that. Wasn't it awful? Oh, yes. Of course, it's true, but then there's no point in telling the truth always. He did it to make money, though.
I'm afraid you're right. Mm-hmm. How about they want to pronounce W-H-O-L-E and then Crowd. That's W-H-O-L-E, Crowd.
Hole? Dance? I can think of that word to save my soul. Well, that's a colloquialism to speak of him playing hooky, but that isn't the correct term. Oh, well, I can't think of it.